This is a Stinchfield Report Health Update with Grant Stinchfield.
Hi there, women with sagging breasts, take notice. Dr. Bill Adams is with the PlasticSurgeryChannel.com. Dr. Adams, what do you got for us?
Well, Grant, this is a new technology. It's fully FDA approved, but this is basically an internal bra that we are able to put in during surgery to aid the support and lasting effect of a breast lift, or what we call a mastopexy.
And I'm told it actually absorbs itself into the skin, the mesh. Is that correct?
The novel thing about this technology is that prior to this, any kind of absorbable mesh that goes away didn't give any long-term support to the tissue. But this mesh, when it goes away, leaves behind the body's own tissue to support things. So, you know, breast lifts are increasing in volume. In the past 1 to 2 years, the data shows many more women want to rejuvenate their breasts. But the thing is that with gravity and the weight, the tissues can continue to sag. So they all say, you know, I want to look like I look with my bra on. And this is a way to put an internal bra on that actually lasts much longer than the meshes actually last. So it's a great technology.
Well, I will tell you, I don't know a woman who's had a child that hasn't talked about getting a breast lift.
Yep, and that's exactly the thing. You know, people talk about mommy makeovers. That's kind of what it is. When people have children, they have stretch of their breasts or sag of their breasts or abdomens. We're able to do these type of things to restore them back to kind of where they were before they had children, which really improves their quality of life. And this little mesh product is just something that's just adjunctive that helps us do a better job of what we do.
Are there any risks we should know about?
The risks are no different than they would be for any kind of breast lift. We showed about 50% less sag or restretching compared to what we normally would see without the mesh. So it's pretty encouraging.
Dr. Bill Adams is with the PlasticSurgeryChannel.com. I'm Grant Stinchfield. This is a Stinchfield Report Health Update.